T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Anybody say Wilt Chamberlain? Wilt Chamberlain.
That's headband. A great call.
Headband Wilt Chamberlain.
I went Rasheed Wallace.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I got to tell you, I feel free.
You're in a black shirt.
It's a long sleeve. Unencumbered. Yeah. I tell you what, I feel like I have a new lease on life. I really do.
Who is this guy?
You're going to find out in a sec. Just talk because I dropped something. I got to pick it up.
I really, last night's game was wild. You love sports. It was like the real March Madness, which we got some action tonight. I'm live in the bracket. I'll tell you about it. But listen, that game gave you everything. And the Splash Brothers, they finally got some help.
Yep.
And Kuminga must have been in his hotel room in Dallas on the Odyssey app listening to myself and you talk about, hey, cut, do this or that. He was fantastic. Steiny, it was a strength in numbers last night.
All right, I'm going to ask you to do something right now.
Because I feel like you just dismissed everything I said.
I was, because we got all, we got 4 hours. It's $100. I want you to hold it for me.
What?
It's $100. It's 520s. Hold on.
Okay, what's going on? I got it.
Okay.
What is this about?
There's $100.
I feel like I'm being filmed.
So yesterday when I made my
Declaration
that I was calling off the bet of $100 having the field against the Warriors, that I'm calling off the bet because you'd given me the opportunity, and I was like, you know what, let's do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to root against the Warriors. I just don't. So I said I'm calling off the bet. Well, one gentleman, I assume, on the Xfinity Mobile text line said, figure Steinmetz, now you get to weasel out of it when the Warriors win it all. And I thought, you know what?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I didn't either until
he wrote it.
So I'm like, okay, well, if that's what this guy thinks, and people may think it, here's what we're going to do, Goo.
What?
That's $100.
It's yours.
No, it's right now you're holding it. So if the Warriors win it all, if you want to take that 100, you can take that 100. If the Warriors don't win it all, you can do whatever you want with that 100. You can still take it. You can give it to charity. Do whatever you want. All I know is I'm out. I am out on the bet completely.
But this is how I got DeMond Cadillacs. Like, I feel like this is a trap. Listen.
Not a trap.
Steiny, are you sure? Because you see, like, hey, Spadoni put this on the Yankees spring training game. But no, Steiny, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
All right, I'll hold it. But now I feel like I won.
Good. That'll make
Joe on YouTube's telling me don't take it. It's a trap.
What's the trap?
No, you feel.
What is the trap?
You,
I mean, honestly,
you feel
I just peeled
different to me,
I
man.
Just peeled off $100, and I was like, you know, this you don't have to do. You could just call the bet off. But I'm like, no, because if they win it all, I don't want any part of any smoke. I just don't.
All right, well, I'm putting it in my pocket.
In case you're just joining us.
Yeah, wow, man.
I have
C-note.
Called off the bet with Guru.
Well, 20th twice.
I have the field. He had the Warriors. I'm saying that I found myself
baby.
Rooting against the Warriors because I want to win a bet. Because I'm so competitive. All that matters to me was winning that bet against Guru. And so because that's all that mattered to me, I was finding myself getting into bad habits as it related to the Golden State Warriors, perhaps not being as objective as I should have.
People are loving you, man.
The bet's off, and I got to tell you, it was, you know, it's enjoyable now. It's enjoyable.
I don't know who you are.
I don't have to watch with an ulterior motive.
Wow.
I don't think the Warriors are going to win it. But you know what? They won last night. They've won two in a row.
And
on
I'll
the
return
road.
This when they don't.
They got.
That's
they
how
got,
this works, right?
No, you know, no, not at all. I don't want it. So I don't want it. So
I feel like the president of Dub Nation.
The point being, I can't be more sincere, Goo.
I got to text
and
JD.
Bay Area. I cannot be more sincere. I do not. Want
wow.
to see
Give me another
the Warriors go into the playoffs with me having money against them.
All right, I got you.
So I'm rude. I just don't want to do that.
So this actually
there
was therapy for you.
Yeah.
The relationship is bridged now. To hell with Dallas in six. Goo with 100.
Exactly.
Yeah, Steiny, you a bad dude. Let's talk about last night.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
And it's not about me, but did any part of you be like, that's why I like doing radio with my partner, talking about me? Because I didn't
think of you last night when I was watching the game. I don't know what you mean.
When Kuminga was cutting and scoring and doing all the other stuff.
Well, actually, what I thought.
We kind of talked about it for like 2 hours. Those are the things I were telling you and the listeners he can do. And it wasn't about, hey, you're the focal point of the offense. If we can get that Kuminga, if they can get him. Along with Jordan Poole, who I thought was fantastic. Draymond Green. The defense that Draymond exhibited it was a team win without Steph and Klay doing the heavy lifting. And we'll get into the CYO. I don't know what Mark Cuban was doing, the game under protest.
Oh.
Because I was on the broadcast real quick about that, Steiny, and I was listening to Van Gundy. I had the national broadcast, couldn't get Fitz. And they described it one way, but when I went to Twitter, there were pictures of the ref pointing in the Warriors' direction. Shame on the Mavericks.
Well, we can talk about that. There's a lot
sit
of
your ass down.
Well, there was confusion.
Your job.
There was definitely confusion on that play. We can get into.
I got a hundo.
As for Kuminga, I actually didn't think of you. I thought more of me, thinking. It's exactly what you were saying all day today on the radio. There's no discussion. No, me. There's no discussion about Kuminga. Everybody's been pulling their hair out about Kuminga. There's nothing to pull your hair out about. He's in the rotation. Okay? He's in the rotation playing 20 to 25 minutes a night.
31 last night.
He's in the rotation. All right? Last night, he played great. How many minutes did he play?
31.
Okay.
No, I got you.
The discussion's over. Play like that, and you get 32 minutes a game.
Right,
sorry. Gotcha.
Right.
I don't want to be a jerk, but like that's what you have to do. And if you don't, maybe you'll only get 14.
Yeah.
And Steve Kerr doesn't think you've earned it to get 30 if you're not playing well.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that. We can talk about giving Kuminga 25-30 no matter what. But I think we all know if Kuminga plays pretty well, he's playing 25 minutes a night. And the difference between Kuminga playing 25 minutes and 33 minutes a night ain't the difference between a championship and not.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the bright spots. And my guy Hawk listened to the show. He sent me a text. I'll tell you, Steiny, he'll probably get mad. But he was like, oh, Steiny didn't think Kuminga could do it. And you just eloquently just said what you were talking about, that when you're out there, you got to do it. But this was a great win. But I'm a little nervous when I look at the standings. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I don't, and you guys can tell me I'm looking ahead, slow down. But when you get excited, you do this. I don't want anything to do with Phoenix in a first-round matchup for the Golden State Warriors. So I'm looking at the schedule, Steiny. I'm like, be careful now.
Are you really going to say what I think you're going to say?
Like, no, I'm not. Win all the games
don't
you can.
Don't get to five?
Well.
Number five.
What are you saying, Goo?
I would rather play Sacramento.
Okay, so you want to try to manipulate the schedule? What are you saying, Goo?
I'm afraid of Phoenix with KD in that pack. I'm afraid of that Phoenix pack with Booker in the first round. I'm being real.
What difference does it make if you got to come through them anyway?
Yeah, but later
may
is greater.
May as well find out early if you got it or not.
Well, this will definitely be different than any other. We've already established. Let me finish this, Donnie. This is already different than any other run in the Steve Kerr, Steph Curry era. Right.
Hey, Warrior Nation.
Why are you laughing?
I'll tell you why. Because this is so you, it's unreal. It is unreal. They win against Dallas. And now you're saying, you know, Steiny, I don't know about getting all the way up to five. They may play Phoenix. Okay, yeah, go ahead and try to manipulate the schedule.
No, you can't.
I'll tell you what, we got the best road team in the league coming in tomorrow, Philly.
Man.
They're the best road team. Don't lose to them. And then I'll tell you what, on Sunday, you better beat Minnesota.
Cat is back.
You better beat Minnesota. You better get one of these next two. So all I'm saying is, don't look at the standings, Goo.
All right.
Just win eight games left. Win five of them.
Can I give you something else?
To stay in that top six.
Let me give you something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm being real with you, Spadoni and Evan, and everybody out there listening. Last night's game was just from a basketball pleasure standpoint. It was everything that I wanted, but it was the first Warrior game in 18 or 17 that Andrew Wiggins has missed that I didn't think of Wiggins, Donnie. And that's a delight. Now, again, the whole play is, can they keep this going? And you got a Philly team with the possible MVP coming in tomorrow. They're playing great basketball, but Evan said something in the green room about this weekend, including Friday and Sunday's game. If you do drop one of the games, you would want it to be against the Sixers.
No doubt. Absolutely, positively. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the Warrior conversation. Boy, there's a lot to get to.
Man.
And here's one I want to address, and this is kind of how I'll generally throw it out to Warrior fans. Guys, are you really going to ignore the bad defense last night? No, I'm not going to ignore the bad defense last night, but for one night, that's just an aspect of what we're going to talk about. It's not going to dominate the discussion because they won the game. And they needed to win a road game, especially that road game. And yesterday when we had Zaza Pachulia on, he said something very interesting about this
Zaza.
Game. We're saying, is it a big game? Is it a big game? This, that, the other thing. And he said, you know, I'm treating tonight separate. And what he meant was, we've stunk on the road all year, but I think we know what the stakes are tonight. So if I think we're going to take it very seriously, let's just judge this game. They won in Dallas. Their defense was like it always is.
Why
pretty
are they
much.
Giving up wide open threes, Steiny?
Their defense is easily broken down.
Man, and let me just double back and ask you why.
Because a million different things are happening. Of which, you know, they're just not as good defensively. They've all dropped off defensively.
Man, they went up nine, and in the blink of an eye, Dallas came back. But I will say this about the defense last night. And somebody, Chris A., pointed this out on YouTube. The Warriors are in no position, Guru, to manipulate their seeding. I get that. I understand that. But to his point also about the shabby defense, talk to me about the defense when the game was on the line. That's what got, and Draymond, all of his body, both hands in the air under the basket, like, take me as I am. And, you know, that's ball game. That's what it's about. That's the new NBA is when can you play that defense? And Luka had the ball with an opportunity. And what shot was that? To me, that was good defense.
Which one?
The last possession that Dallas had where Luka kind of just, he didn't know what he wanted to
do. Which one? The one underneath the basket?
No, the one before that. At the top of the key. I was like, damn, Luka.
Yeah, that was Clay just stayed in front.
Yeah, no, he did.
Made it hard for him.
Shout out, Clay.
Steiny, we're not good defensively, but the Mavs defense is worse. Okay, fair enough. Mavs also without Kyrie Irving.
That was big. Well, Warriors without Wiggins.
No. Mm-mm. I made a rule during the changeover.
Anything you want, buddy. I got a seat on that. Fuck it. What you got? What's the rule?
So.
What was the rule?
I'm going to tell you. Hold on.
God, Dallas, man, they can shoot.
This is what Steve Kerr said.
Well, we love Wiggs. He's a huge part of our team. He's a great player, but he's a great human being. He's just a great teammate. I love coaching him. So anytime you see one of your guys struggling, dealing with something, all you can do is just support that player and give him space. And that's what we've tried to do. But our players and our coaches, front office, we're all thinking about Wiggs every day. And if he comes back, great. And if he doesn't come back, that's fine, too. We just want to make sure that he's in a good place, taking care of his family, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right, so as far as the Warriors organization goes, that's as far as anyone has gone with Andrew Wiggins. We had Bob Myers on last Wednesday, 8 days ago, and he said, Bob Myers said, nobody's told me that Andrew's not coming back. So the expectation, I think, in the organization was always, he's probably going to come back. But when I hear Steve Kerr say,
"Go ahead, Stoney,"
that if he doesn't, that's fine too. I think he's telling us all,
right?
Hey guys, don't expect him back.
No doubt.
So my feeling now is, let's not talk about Wiggins anymore.
All right, I can meet you.
He's like Lonzo Ball for the Bulls.
Yeah.
He's just not, he's out for the year.
Who's turning into the bionic man.
He's out for the year.
All these operations.
He's like, Memphis lost Brandon Clark?
Yeah.
For the year?
Torn Achilles.
Wiggins is like Brandon Clark.
I got you.
I mean, that's the
way. Because you ain't missing 18 games, standing about to be 19. I get you.
But my point is,
totally there, man.
You got, like, we might know, we might not know, that's it. But to me, if we've had a lot of discussion about, well, we just want to know if he is or not. We just want to know. We just want, because it's just him as a best. That's fair.
Yeah.
But by Steve Kerr to me saying if he doesn't come back, that's fine too. Let's assume he's not coming back. Can everybody get on with me there?
And can you
I'm not
add
saying
this on
he's
there.
Dead to me, but let's assume he's not
until
coming back.
We find out
if
he's
he ever
back.
Does,
bonus.
We'll deal with that later.
Yeah, no doubt. That is a good thing. We would welcome that. But I'll tell you this. There's no other, here we go, my last point on this. There is no other NBA basketball team on the eve of the NBA playoffs, Bedoni and Evan, that when you say, who are we? What can we change about our basketball team before the tip of game one? Whoever they play, nobody has something in their bag that could get a knock at the door and you say, who is it? Andrew, I'm ready to play. That would change the outcome of what they could do and the noise they could make in the playoffs. So I'm with you. We won't bring it up. But if somehow
you just did. So you're
Christmas Eve, which is the eve of the playoffs, right. Wiggins hit somebody
so
here, Bob. I'm coming.
And whose minutes is he going
to
take?
Oh,
Kuminga. He takes Kuminga, your guy's minutes.
That's
or
a problem.
When Wiggins comes back and Kuminga's Stein. Less effective, or when all like stop.
Yeah,
but stop.
It's something.
No,
you
got to
know they would welcome that. That's all.
You know what. I don't know they would welcome that. I don't. I mean, I'm not saying they're saying, Andrew, we hope you never come back.
No, they're not.
But we don't know that everybody would welcome Andrew Wiggins back. I just think it's time.
Yep.
It's time to let go of Andrew Wiggins for the season.
I ain't mad at you.
Let's just disencumber ourselves with that.
Nice work.
888-957-9570 is the number. You know, Warrior fans, we've been up and down this roller coaster this year. Does one road win really change things? Is the question I have. And listen, it's a win they needed.
Man.
Particularly in the standings. But this is one of those games where I also say, man, if Draymond commits a foul there, if Doncic makes a shot, they lose that game, and we're talking about it completely differently. But nevertheless, they win that game. They've won two straight on the road. They come home for four. They're in a good spot to hold on to six. They can get five if they win more games. I don't
Clippers
think
got a big one tonight.
I don't think four is within the realm of possibility.
Oh, who the Clippers got?
But how are you feeling about the Golden State Warriors right now after that win last night? Because the way I'm looking at it is the way Pachulia was looking at it. Zaza, he was saying, you know, I'm gonna basically start judging the season right now. This game is separate. We'll take this one. We'll see if we can build off it. They won a game on the road, and the Golden State Warriors are in the sixth spot.
It's incredible.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's also the Xfinity Mobile text line if you want to jump in. Now, the one thing, while I think the Warriors played a great game last night, the one worry I have is it sustainable? And what I'm getting at is, let's think about who played. Jordan Poole last night. How good was he?
I thought he was great. A lot of, yeah.
You thought he was great?
Yeah, Twitter didn't. Yeah.
How about Kuminga?
I thought he was excellent.
Okay. How about Jamichael Green?
He was okay.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
4 for 5? 4 for 5?
Yeah. All right.
You take that any day of the week with him. How about Lamb?
9 points.
I mean, Lamb's got to play.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of what I'm getting at. It took really good games from four of the role players. And now I know you can look at that and say, well, that's great, because if Clay plays well and Steph scores more, bam, we're going to even better. Yeah. But I look at it, too, as, man, you need a lot to go right to win a game against Dallas on the road. So which is it for you if you're a Warrior fan? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Free the People. Free the People wants to get us started. What's up, Free?
I'm happy Thursday.
Hey, man.
Great to talk to you, as always. I'm indifferent with this team, man. We've seen some highs. We've seen more lows than we're used to with this group of Warriors over these last, 8 years or so. I don't think this is a championship team, whether Wiggins comes back or not. I love my guys. I think that we would give any team we play a hard series, regardless of the road woes. I think some of that shakes out during the playoffs with having a little bit more rest. But this team just isn't as good as we would like them to be. And, you know, we have Curry and we have Clay, but we're going to have more nights from Clay playing like this. Yeah, it's great when he scores a bunch of points and makes a bunch of threes, but these nights are going to be mixed in more regularly where he's, like, not a factor at all. I'm cool with Kuminga doing the thing off the bench. I think he should be getting more minutes. I feel like we should have saw this earlier in the season. I'm on the fence with Anthony Lamb. I'm not a huge fan of his, but at the same time, for the roster and what it is, what choice do we have? We're going to have a championship hangover. We're not going to win a chip every year. I know we got real spoiled with the run we went on going forward 4 or 5 straight. Like, it's crazy. But, like, let's reel it back in and understand this is real basketball. The team has improved. This offseason, I need Joe Lacob and Bob Myers to work their magic and retool this roster. And maybe we can win it next year. But right now, not a championship roster.
Right.
Love my team no matter what. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, Free the People.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the same place as you are.
Hardy was a bad dude, Stoney. I thought he was going to will him to a win. 27 for Dallas. You talk about role players stepping up in the absence of Kyrie Irving. But my biggest...
Oh, that's right. That's the other thing. The Warriors got 4 great performances from role players on the road.
No doubt. But
on the road.
We talk about the great Stephen Curry, and when you hear that, you immediately just, I do, go to the 3-ball. Stoney, last night he had 20 points, but he had 13 assists. And right behind him was Jordan Poole, who I don't know what's going on. He had 6 assists, but these last few games, the passing has been crisp. He's been playmaking for others. I'm like, JP, I love it. Going to the rack, Stoney. Ha! Left-hand dish. Kuminga dunk. Going the other way.
From the 5-1-0, they barely won against Luka, coming off an injury and a bunch of no-names. If Irving and Hardaway play, Dallas wins. Okay. No problem.
Maybe. What can we do with that, though? Bottom line is they won the game.
Well,
imagine had they lost it.
What we can do with that is temper our enthusiasm.
Right. Nobody's saying pop bubbly.
You're feeling
Philly tomorrow.
Without Embiid, probably.
No, those he ain't been ruled
out
yet.
I usually don't quote the text line.
Yeah.
But my guy Rotz says Embiid doubtful for tomorrow, and he usually is on the money.
All
Rotz
right.
is.
Okay.
rats on the table.
I'm gonna give you a four, but I'm looking at Minnesota, Steiny, right, a game behind the Warriors, who have to hook up with Philly, and I don't know the season series with Minnesota in regard to the tiebreakers.
2-1 Minnesota right now.
Oh wow!
I'm sorry, 2-1 Warriors.
Oh okay.
Right now.
So, yeah, definitely they'll be locked in, but yeah, we can't overlook anybody or anything. And
when you say we, you mean who?
Dub Nation.
Usually we is just
That C note you gave me, you might could throw something at me and I'll let you get away with it. Speaking of which, Donnie, I'm going to be in the house Friday.
Nice.
Myers came. He had some extras and hit me up. I'll be in there taking little Daryl to the game. Not the seats on the floor, but the one right behind the Warriors bench where he's at. Yeah.
Have a great time. Did you tell Dibley?
No, I'll tell him today. He'll be juiced.
Well, that kind of stuff's got to run through Dibley.
Now that is when did that? Oh, for what?
You'll see. You'll see. I usually got to clear it with Dibley first.
What are
you got to go through Dibley first and say, hey, Dibs, I was thinking about asking Bob Myers for something.
Yikes!
And then he'll either
but
say,
"But how do you know Bob didn't ask me?"
Because.
Oh, that hurts.
He wouldn't do that. You reach out to him. He has no reason to reach out to you. But
this
my
is
point
the thought process
but
that my has America in the position.
It, my point.
Wow.
My point is, anytime you want
to
perk, you have to go through Dibs. So the fact
boy,
that you did it without him, the changeover is going
to
be nasty.
Why did you think I did something?
You did.
I couldn't have been contacted.
Listen, go with.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the big question I have for Warrior fans is, does one win really change your perspective and your outlook of this team? Or do you look at last night's game and still hold the rest of the year against them?
Jesus.
Does a game like last night make you think, you know what, maybe they can do it? 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk about it all on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, it's Dante DiVincenzo. Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Dante.
Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson with you on 95.7 The Game. Gary St. Jean coming up in 2 hours, 12:30.
Hey, fellas.
The optimistic one. What? So you got...
Yeah, we'll be at Emeryville Bay Street Saturday. Watch party, grand opening, 2 to 4. You should come through. I know you won't, but...
You getting paid for that?
Now, see... That's what they, in the streets, they call messy.
Holy
like,
really?
Like, the Bob thing. You don't think he contacted me? Hey, Goo, I got a couple scraggles. But
oh, that's just me. I'm sorry. That's just good natured banter.
Damn,
I'm
the
sorry.
First thing you gotta ask is, are you getting paid?
Oh, that's
with
banter
a concerned
too.
Look on your face, that's as if I say yes, boy, somebody's in trouble.
Oh no, I hope
you're just
getting
doing
paid.
It for the community.
I
the
would
people.
Hope you're getting paid.
Yeah, come out.
Where again? It's a grand. So, is it Bay Street?
Yeah, in Monroe Bay Street. Street, 2 to 4. It'll be a lot of food, entertainment.
And what's the place? Call?
What you mean? We got it right there.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
You are absolutely killing me.
Get
it's Daybreak Dining Terrace.
There it is, 90.
Goober, you're killing me.
No, that's how.
That, it's your gig. You got to know it. Know it. Know it. Like that.
Who has the paper?
Who has the appearance fee?
I think we're supposed to be over there. Hey, Willard texted us. He'll be at the game, too.
Oh.
And said he didn't go through Dibs.
Oh, you guys are
like, Dibs
trouble.
Got too much pull over you.
You got too.
He ain't older than
we'll
you.
We'll see.
Yeah, like, you need to snap. Like, when you want to get out of it, too, Dibs, I'm leaving it, too. Not now. I'm going to help you out. Stick your chest out.
Well, I can be me. I can be me.
I can be me. I
like
love
I, and I've seen you on the. I tell you what. Well, here's where you and I are so different. About a week ago, I heard Goo on. Oh my God!
I'm laughing. I don't know where you're going.
Some cable company call. I think it was his cable company.
Willard's right,
and they said something like, "Hey, just for being a great customer, we'd like to offer you a new Animal Kingdom.
Don't tell us
Animal
that.
Kingdom at a discount price." He goes, well, since I'm such a loyal customer.
Oh, don't tell
why
the
don't
people.
You get? Why don't you give me
MLB extra
MLB
innings?
MLB extra innings for free. I'm not authorized to do that, sir. Oh, really? Well, let me speak to your man.
Don't tell the people. No. Oh,
dude, I'm just telling you. Listen.
I did go
Susan's
in.
Susan's the
yeah.
same way. She does. I just would be like, here's the way I do it. Would you be interested in an
oh,
extra
no.
package with
that's
me?
Terrible.
Click.
Right.
I just hang up. I don't even.
You got to find out where the line is.
No
also,
doubt.
If you go, hello, and there's that pause, night-night, that's telemarketer.
Closed mouth don't get fed.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I could stand to use some of you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence is in Richmond. What's up, Clarence? How you doing, man?
All right. Doing good. Doing good. I'm just enjoying it and driving around here doing DoorDash right now.
Nice.
Just after I retire. I retired from the post office after 44 and a half years.
Nice.
Wow. Last year, last my birth, September 3rd, last year.
Okay.
My birthday. And, but I'm just able to listen to you guys now. I got more time.
Nice.
On my hands, and I enjoy listening to you Matt, and Guru.
Thank you.
Right. Do a good job together. I want to let you guys know that.
Thank you.
You know, and,
right.
I'm just, I just calling about the Warriors, of course.
Sure.
I'm born and raised in Oakland, so. I've been following the Warriors for a lot of years. And this year, they're a different team, but I believe at this time of the season, everybody's full potential is starting to come out. You know, the role players and the, you know, everybody, you know, because the urgency of the games now. So they're, and the years, the time they've been playing together this whole season, now they're starting to bring out their full potential at this time of the season. Because of the, it's getting close to the playoffs, and it's time to, you know, bring your best, put your best on the, you know, on the table, you know.
No, I get you, Clarence, and I think that's what everybody's hoping
Thank
for.
Thank you.
And honestly, when I think about last year, I do think, you know what, like when I say the Warriors got some good fortune, I also thought they managed / had good fortune with their injuries. Like they waited to bring Klay back. Until they knew he could get enough games under his belt to help in the playoffs, but not so many games that he'd wear down.
Right.
So he only played 32 regular season games, which I think was perfect. Draymond gets hurt for a big chunk in the middle. Perfect, in a way.
Yeah, about 37.
At least because you got off to an 18-2 start, and then Steph misses the last 3 or 4 weeks. Perfect again. So I guess... My feeling is, well, this year's much different because they have spent more energy during the regular season to win fewer games than they did last year. But, I don't know, maybe they're getting it together, just like they did last year. just like they did last year, maybe. Remember, they won their last five games of the regular season.
Yeah, I'll say this to that. When I think about this current Warrior team is currently constructed, I have no concerns at all, Steiny, with who they're playing with now, who's available offensively. It is defensively, the games on the road, sometimes at home, to where you see lapses. And what's the old adage? Defense wins championships. So, to me, my question is, Gary Payton, the junior, he looks like the second is coming back. Can this team take it up a notch to take and pack that defense that it takes to win championships on the road?
Well,
how would you answer that?
No.
Because for the people that want to style point the win last night, defensively, there was some breakdowns, but at this point, you got to just qualify. You got to qualify, and that's what that win did. But defensively, I don't know who this team is, Donnie.
I just don't,
and it's scary.
Well, that's why you have to go into the postseason or the play-in or whatever. You can't think of this team as the team, as any team it used to be.
Oh, that's my biggest problem.
Well, you can't, because they're not. Because they're going to have to win differently. Because their defense will never be as good as it's been in the past. Part of the reason's because everybody's scoring more. But like they're going to give up points. They are. They got to tighten up a little defensively. They got to get better. They got to get as good as they can. But they're never going to be good. So they got to get as good as they can defensively. And then they got to execute, not turn the ball over, and make threes on the offensive end. Like, it's really that simple. And in the past, I always felt like, well, the Warriors are the best three-point shooting team. They're the best defensive team. And, you know, they have the most experience. So how do you beat them? Well, this year,
they lead in fouls.
They're just an okay. They're below average defensively. They foul too much. They're not a great rebounding team, and they're not shooting the three like they used to.
But you got a piece coming back in Gary Payton II, and I don't know when that reevaluation happens. It should be soon.
I think it might be today.
Yeah, you might be right. I was thinking of LeBron. That's today too. But man, Gary Payton II will definitely help. But again, Steiny, you just think about last night's game and what you said that Zaza said. He was going to separate this game and the importance from all the others. And he meant on the road as well. And I got to believe there's a part of you, you tell me if I'm wrong, driving in today, even last night when the game was over, that Guru and others, mainly Twitter, will come in here and say the Warriors are back. And I'm so far from that. That was a much-needed win, but I like what I heard from the guys and the players in the post game. None of them took it. They didn't pop the bubbly. It was like that was expected. They know it was a big win standing wise, but I didn't get a sense that, oh, we can relax. Like Whitney Houston waiting to exhale. There was no exhaling, Steiny. They know they got to be ready tomorrow and they got to be ready Sunday. And then after that too, all the way through it's over.
This is Draymond after last night's game.
It was a huge win for us. I mean, we need road wins in general, just for confidence. I heard that it was a tiebreaker, so that's good. We'll take it, but 8 more games, we got to make sure we continue to stay strong at home and keep trying to build on the road like we've done the last couple games.
See, this is the part that
Dre played his ass off.
Like, I think
what's the
fans don't really want to hear, but I just believe it's true. Like, they didn't know everything. They didn't know the implications of the game last night. The players didn't know, for the most part. I'm telling you.
Steph told us to our face.
Draymond Green just said, I heard it was some kind of tiebreaker.
Well, he also said he didn't play in March. But he was playing his ass off last night like it was game 7.
That's fine. Okay. But what I'm saying
is, you really think that?
Players don't feel a sense of urgency until, you know, they're like, it's like it's like they have a deadline. They're a newspaper writer with a deadline, and the deadline's at 11 p.m. and they're sitting there at 8 o'clock, and they're like, yeah, I don't feel like doing it right now. And it's 9 o'clock, and they're like, you know what, I don't feel like doing it right now. And then it's 10 o'clock, and you know what, you have to do it because you got to get it done by 11. So you started at 10. That's the way the war. Like,
but there was urgency last night. You saw.
I'm not saying there wasn't.
Okay.
I'm not saying there wasn't.
You just think
urgency.
Dre was oblivious.
What I'm saying is, They haven't had urgency all year.
Yeah.
And I don't believe urgency goes from zero to 100. Like, I don't believe
Shout out Drake.
They've had no urgency. And then last night, all of a sudden, they had it. I just basically don't think they've really had it all year long. Last night meant a little more, but I don't think they were like, oh, we know exactly where we're. They don't know where they're at.
Oh, I would, man, Stanley, we differ because I totally believe they knew.
They don't.
The ramifications in regard to the tiebreaker.
I'll bet you.
I can't wait. And it comes out, who else can we talk to? We'll have the guys in when they come in. Well, but I got to believe.
I'm talking about players.
Yeah,
like,
but
the Warrior players don't, like, I don't want to speak for all of them, yeah. But I'm sure many of them. If you said, what's your record right now? They would not know it. They would say we're over 500 by maybe a couple games over 500. I think they'd know that. Mm. I do not think 38 and 36.
Wow.
I mean, whenever you hear Curry reference games, he's always wrong. Like, he's always wrong. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, we've played, 62 games and we're doing. No. You've played 59 games. You know what I mean? So. I think the only thing that's really happening is they're looking at the calendar, and they know it's getting to late March. So that's what's
it's go time. You want to avoid the play in.
To me, it's got. I mean, yeah, but I think it's even got less to do with the play in than it's late March and it's time to get rolling. I got some news. LeBron James, who's got a foot tendon injury, has begun on court activity. And the team says there's no timeline for his return. Sources say he's hopeful for a return within the final three or four games of the regular season.
Well, that's on-court activities. I'll take that. I want everybody whole.
Oh, per Shams.
Oh, yeah. Spadoni.
Sure. Well, you're not, because the Memphis Grizzlies aren't going to have Brandon Clark.
Well, he's a piece.
Play that game.
Well,
maybe Steven Adams.
He's a big part. I think he'll be back, right?
I don't know.
Dude, what about the new star in L.A.?
Who?
Reeves. The Gray White Homes, dude. He's a baller.
I knew you were going to do this.
I had to do it. Just Gary Cooney.
He's so good.
Stunny.
Alex Caruso, who?
Man. He puts Caruso to shame.
See what happens?
Della Vadova.
Spadone, I hope Ward, and I got a troll. Actually, Spadone.
King of the free throw line.
Exactly, Spadone.
We'll get into that.
Steph wishes fans. He can get the calls that Thank Austin you. Reeves Thank gets. You know why?
Right.
Because he just wants it more.
Spadone, what's
goes
the stat?
To the basket harder.
Oh, my. If Steph were right here, he'd probably throw something. The last
I'll
four. Help me,
Spadone. Seeks out contact.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. He's a freight train.
He is.
I mean, he's a total gym rat, some were saying too.
Oh my gosh.
First guy in the gym, last guy out.
Yeah. He dances with that ball. Yeah. I think he's been to the free throw line the last four games 57 times.
Rightfully so.
To Steph 7. Something ridiculous.
Well, one guy shoots
I'm not
threes,
hating Reeves,
and
but
one guy
oh my gosh.
Gets up and attacks the
D3.
Like,
Steph goes to the ground.
That's because he doesn't attack.
Well, last night he
See, when you
bit.
Attack the rim like Reeves, Spadone, right? You don't get knocked on your ass as much.
Oh, he's big. He's big time. He's been hitting the gym. You see that guy?
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude,
gotten stronger in the ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steph was getting fouled on threes. I ain't going to go there.
How many foul shots did he take?
Yeah. Foul shot, Steph Curry.
Less than 50.
Goose egg.
No, you know, so he wasn't getting fouled on threes.
They didn't call him.
Okay, no, so he wasn't.
Shams failed to mention in that LeBron's actually coming back to those 3 to 4 games because Reeves has been playing so well that he's not going to come back sooner. He doesn't need to.
Oh, I thought he's coming back sooner because Reeves is going to take his spot.
That's what I thought he was going.
Sources are saying.
Oh, man.
I'm tired of getting pushed around,
man. That's the other reason. Tell you what. The other reason it was a huge win for the Warriors isn't just because of Dag. Minnesota won.
And they got Carl. I know you're
Lakers,
not down.
The Lakers won. Somebody else won. OKC?
Utah lost.
No, did OKC win?
They didn't play.
Somebody else, I think, won.
OKC plays tonight. Clippers again.
But anyway, Minnesota and...
Utah lost. Pelicans, yeah. Zion might be coming back.
When?
And they play him. They say 2 weeks. Dude. Yeah. He might not be able to be your one, Stein.
You know
he can't stay healthy.
You know what?
Got a little Garoppolo. That's real talk. Look at his body.
What about Steph Curry?
Nah. I mean, just look at the chips, Donnie. You look at his tenure, what he overcame with the ankle issues and where he's at now and load management. If you're telling me my superstar is going to play 60 games, I'm good. 58, I'm good. That's where it's at right now. Can you make 58, 60 games?
You could ask any time of the year. You could ask in January. You could ask in March. You could ask in September. What's going on with Zion? No matter what time it is, 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 more weeks.
Man.
It's like, it was 2 more weeks, 2 weeks ago. Come on.
510, Stani. Okay. This is concerning.
All right.
Guru, when given your sport take, maybe you can keep in mind the idea that how you want things to be and how they actually are in reality are sometimes not in alignment.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I mean,
what's he talking about? I'm saying the Warriors need to play better D if they're going to reach their goals. Offense, I'm fine with the offense, Donnie.
Let me read it again.
I feel like you sent it now because you're getting all smiley face.
When giving your sports take, okay, maybe you can keep in mind the idea of how you want things to be and actually are, sometimes are not in alignment. Oh, so he means
I'm
like,
in la-la land.
Stiney, Wiggins. And what he's saying is,
Wiggins,
your hope for Wiggins is in alignment with the reality of Wiggins.
Yeah. Now, that example I'll take. But you'll never tell me to stop hoping.
No, I would never try to take that unrealistic stuff away from you.
We got a show meeting today, Jack!
You know...
What just like what gets you happy? I know golf. How did you swing yesterday?
I stink now.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, you did a good job of hiding it because usually when you stink, you come in all sulky.
No, I don't. I don't do that
anymore. You know, energy low.
My game stay. I'm ready to
retirement.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about a lesson. I don't want another lesson. I'm just a golfers. You probably. I'm a little stale right now. I just feel stale.
What makes you stink?
Because you haven't been playing? Karika Park. No, it's just...
You got things on your mind.
It happens. Sometimes it used to happen in basketball once in a while. Even when you were playing a lot.
I'm going to do my Willard. Talk to me.
It's just... You just kind of get into a rut where you're just not... You're just not playing as well as you should play. And it's always... It's like the Warriors. It's one thing or another.
How are things at home?
They're great.
Trying to do too much,
Stanley? They're great. Nobody's there.
Well, no, you shared us with your daughter and the drop-off. I thought maybe you took that to the links.
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you talked to her, Mary Paige?
No phones.
Okay.
Well, she's at a retreat.
I gave my kid a phone.
What do you mean?
When they went on the two-week trip, I gave them a phone.
It was only 2 days.
Well, still.
What do you mean still?
You ain't going nowhere and you can't call your parents.
She's in high school.
Oh, my word, junior high.
Okay.
I was calling every day. Send me a text.
It's a little different.
I don't trust nobody.
You following through, Stani?
You're down.
I'm not down.
No, you're
fine. It's just I'm not. You know what it is? I got tempo issues.
Keeping your eye on the ball?
No, it's tempo issues, and I just can't recreate the same optimal swing every time. Maybe I swing a little too fast, a little too easy, and then I don't. My problem is I'm thin too much. I hit it thin too much. For some reason, I don't take a big divot.
Is this pre-vacation or after? Like, remember you went out
on the vacation? I was okay, but
and you mentioned something.
I used to be a 13, and now I'm a 16 or 17.
Oh yeah,
handicap.
Yeah.
It's just, so I'm kind of getting worse.
So you mentioned lessons. Who would you go to if you did say, you know what, I'm...
I went to a listener last time.
What?
I told you Schmeeds? No.
He's got my clubs.
I forget the gentleman's name. He was really
now
good.
Now that bothers me.
It was about 7 years ago.
Oh, okay,
now.
Go ahead.
But he was a listener, and we went out to...
Fear of failure, somebody.
That place
text.
Of Livermore. Livermore, anyway. He said to me, I'll give you three. I usually charge $100. This is me again. Yeah. Usually charge $100. I'll give you 3 lessons. If you don't get better, you don't have to pay me. And I said, I'm not doing that, dude. I'll pay you $100 a lesson if that's what you charge. Okay. So I took 3 lessons and some really good tips.
All right.
Now it was 6, 7 years ago. And Maybe it's time for another lesson.
Yeah, refresher, they call it.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Matt Shankmitz. That was from the
yeah, see, now that's one,
Fat
now
Tone 24 now that's on YouTube.
One where
that's
if I had
good.
Done that to you,
well, you do it
you'd,
all
be
day
like, you'd be like, hey, you really got a kick out of that, didn't you, Shankmitz? Yeah.
But
like,
I got the sickest skin at the at
right,
the
and so do I. I can endure that. I laugh at Shankmitz. I laugh at Winemitz.
You are special. I'm going to get out. Don't let me catch up to you. That's all I'm saying.
In what? Golf?
Golf, yeah.
It's, see, and that's where, that's where you just don't get it.
Hopefully we'll be here.
We're teammates in golf, okay? If you pick up the sticks, as they say,
yeah,
I will root for you to be a good golfer.
But what if we go out against each other? Oh, all right.
Guru, don't you get it?
Like, I want you to hit it in the rough. I want to brag on the way home.
Even if you want that, you must conceal it on the golf course. On the golf course.
All right.
What'd you think? By the way, don't...
Take your time.
You were so off base on your description of that. What happened with the Warriors in the inbound last night.
Oh, let
night
me tell you. If I can take the mic.
I'll tell you what.
All right. Another half.
Yeah,
on the other side.
I want to talk about this play where the Warriors got the biggest break of the game, or did they? And then I'll let Guru.
And I got a great. The guys in the back know I got it wrong, but I'm gonna tell them why I got it right.
Wait, did you get it wrong or did you get it right?
Middle. It's 50-50. It was an F. Now that was wow.
Where's the one? I'm gonna do this now. We've Gary St. Jean at 12:30, but Guru and Saint. They're going to be out at Bay Street, Emeryville, from 2 to 4 on Saturday. It's the grand opening of the new Bay Break Dining Terrace, now featuring Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Guru is going to be in Emeryville with Gary St. Jean, 2 to 4 on Saturday. I got to believe, the only thing I'm worried about, Bay Break Dining Terrace. They got to have some adult beverages.
Please. Come on now.
You would think. All right. When we come back, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to talk about the play that's got everybody confused. And then does one game change your outlook on the Golden State Warriors? They've won two in a row on the road. Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.